I will be talking about prediction of real variables with non-polynomial approximants. My name is Simon Glusman. The work was done in collaboration with Roberto Aldave, who is here in this room, and we both work for Generation 5. The outline of the talk. At first, I will make a brief introduction to the basic method on which we based our study, idea of summation, and method of summation. Give an example of summation in one-dimensional case. Then I will give an idea how we apply method of summation to the multidimensional case, outline basic steps in implementing the idea. Then we'll pass to some numerical examples. And if we have time, we consider application of the very same numerical algorithm to the different problem of binary classification. So what is summation method? Classically, they are defined as following. Summation methods are used for recovering an accurate approximation to the exact answer from a few terms of a slowly convergent or divergent, usually power series, for one-dimensional function of x, real-valued function of x. The most commonly used technique for such summation is so-called Faddeev-approximant technique, which is based essentially on continuation of the power series based on rational functions. We put rational functions in place of initial Taylor expansion and demand asymptotically that they both coincide asymptotically, let's say, at small x. And this technique is rather well known. It was born in 19th century, I believe, a French mathematician, Padet, and in 20th century, it got a new boost, a fresh start from physicists, and they started to employ it for different problems of summation, which appear in condensed matter physics. And if you wish, you can look through, you can have better idea by looking at the fundamental textbook by Baker and Gravis Morris. The best thing that I know, but there are many other books. I will name another one from Bender and Orszag, Method of Mathematical Physics, or something like that, more concise explanation. And recently, starting from 96, Yukalov and Glusman, in a series of papers, suggested an alternative method for summation, which we called the method of self-similar approximants. And since it is a new method, I will run you through key publications where you can have better idea about what I'm going to talk about. The first two papers from 97 just came up with a basic idea of algebraic transform, self-similar bootstrap, and suggested generic approximation for the self-similar approximant, which are going to help us to solve the problem of summation. In the second paper, we came up with self-similar super-exponential approximants. Another name familiar to many is the name of Euler. He was probably the first who suggested using super-exponential functions for approximation of for the problem of summation of functions. And it was again, let's say, it was even in 18th century. But we somehow managed to build on this. In third paper, we came up with the idea of root approximants. In fourth paper, we suggested the idea of weighted averaging of approximants and established a relation between stability measures and probability. Next paper, we suggest yet different way of approximation by factor approximants. And very recently, we came up with combination of root and factor. This is how we understand the problem now, that the best way is to go through root factors. But now I will explain what does it mean. At least try. Consider some familiar example. The sort function, let's try to reconstruct function which is log divided by x based on few starting terms from Taylor expansion. let's not have more than 6 terms. But I'll be talking about 2 terms, but then I will, at first, then I will go to 6 terms. So suppose that we don't know about the form of the function, right? We know someone will give an exact answer. It's in the end of the textbook. But by the time, at the time being, we know only few starting terms, not more than 6 from the expansion. Now let's try to see how well we can reconstruct the function for arbitrary x based on such tail of the function for small x. They will run you through generic forms without much explaining much. You can go to the original papers. It's all explained in there. Simplest thing that we can suggest for the problem of summation is so-called root approximant. You expand it on power of x, and you can you compare term by term our result with origin with power series, and then how we define parameters here. And I also mentioned Padé approximation. Padé approximation is more or less it's a standard technique which used for such problem of summation. It is polynomial divided by polynomial with coefficients also defined from expansion from the Taylor expansion. Everything here is in the form of formulas, so you don't need really to fit or you need not try hard. You just need to substitute values of from power series expansion, and you will get supposedly good answer for the sought function log. Here we can compare now accuracy. And now remember, we know the function, right? Now we can compare our prediction with real function. Here, what we the accuracy it's quite big value, large value of arguments. If we just go with prediction with polynomials, with power with initial Taylor expansion, we get accuracy which is quite large. We get quite bad accuracy with quite large error. Application of root brings us this number, which is 100 times, which by 2 orders better. And standard Padé technique is still good, but we outperform considerably, right? It's such outperformance is more or less typical, several times at least. And we also notice that polynomial approximations are very bad approximations for the problem of extracting the true value of the function. So let's look at relative percentage errors for root and Padé approximants in broader array of parameters. Here is our result, and this is relative percentage error. Here's Padé approximation result. We see that this order of magnitude outperformance of a standard technique when we use root approximant, it stays here. It's rather stable outperformance. Now let's make a little miracle, right? Let's get some fun. Let's see what result, how far we can go with guessing the value of the function if we just increase the number of terms in the initial Taylor expansion. For x equals 1, if we put here 253 numbers, 253 terms in Taylor expansion, we'll get the same accuracy as we get with root approximant. And root approximant uses only 3 starting terms in initial from Taylor expansion. 0, first and second, 3 terms. But here is 253 and the same accuracy. So in principle, in this simple case, we know that it is, we know the expansion. And we can generate as many terms as we wish. But in practice, physicists, they only generate very few starting terms. Just a few starting terms from the expansion, 2, 3, at most 6. In the best case, 30. Right. So the problem of acceleration of convergence of power series expansion is we see that it does exist, and we also see that we are quite successful in getting actual value of the function from just a few starting terms. Now let's go for accuracy. Here we just went for comparative accuracy. And the result here is good, right? But let's see how well we can perform if we add more terms from power series and see So what can we achieve with more powerful approximant from? Let's take six terms, six starting terms. And here is a variety of approximants. We have various possibilities of building approximants. See, here there are six parameters, and we need six terms from expansion to find these parameters. This is so-called factor approximants. Another way to approximate the function based on this initial expansion is go through root approximants. Again, six parametric formula. But now another form, it's combination of root and factor approximant, so-called root factor approximant. And finally, we get factor root approximant. Those two last are a combination of the first, but they are not less important because of that. And we try to generate, to count all possible approximants based on six starting terms from the expansion. And basically, we have written down all possible approximants based on our approach. And for the approximant in this case, it's again polynom divided by polynom with coefficients defined by formulas from expansion. We also have formula expressions for coefficients. Now let's look at the accuracy here. Not accuracy, let's look at actual functions, right? True function here and red line, they practically coincide. You cannot see here probably the true function because it's just overshadowed by our root approximant results. It just coincide for arguments as large as 200. That's what happens if we use just Padé approximant by green line. And blue line is another approximant, factor root. It still works quite good. Root is better in this case, but all other approximants are still doing quite well. Now let's look at numbers. What if we try to predict at large values of argument just starting from polynoms? Here is the error. Here, what happens if we predict with Padé? Here is our best result by root approximant, and here are the results from all kinds of approximants that I just demonstrated. In all cases, we get much better results than in case of Padé. And in all cases, mostly, prediction with polynoms by themselves is meaning doesn't have any meaning or not much meaning. Because polynoms are really a very unstable predictor, and they're also wiggly. And indeed, when we try to apply polynomial approximation in physics, they don't work. So we necessity to go to come up with something more powerful than polynoms is here, right? It just we see it from numbers. And this example it's not special. We had considered plenty of examples. I wouldn't be wrong much if I would say we considered hundreds of examples, maybe 100, better to say. And this is more or less typical picture when we compare performance of polynoms, Padé approximant and new type of approximants. So far, it remains mostly in the domain of physics. Mostly physicists are using such kind of approach for prediction, for reconstruction of true values of the function. But now our goal is also to bring these ideas to the field of data mining, which is much more difficult, of course, because in data mining, we have multidimensional problems. One-dimensional data mining doesn't have much sense for us. And there are, of course, challenges when we try to attack this problem directly, but we'll talk about this later. So now let me continue with a little miracle. Now, how many terms from Taylor expansion do we need to get the same accuracy as with our approximant, right? We need this number, which is astronomical always, right? And here, for construction of root approximant, we use only six terms from expansion. This is practically impossible number to reach when you confront it with real problems. Going to such high order of polynomials of such high order, it's just not feasible and doesn't make any sense. It will take you forever. So why not just to get a few starting terms and then try to improve the properties, right? Why it happens so? Why such good accuracy? But not going into much detail, but the way in which we wrote this in first paper, right? Let me remind you. Here, in the first paper, we came up with the idea of algebraic transform, which means that we just introduced plenty of smoothing parameters, of stabilizing parameters in the initial times in the initial series, and then they indeed have smoothing and stabilizing effect on initial power series. So, making the long story short, we indeed managed to stabilize unstable polynomial expansion by some well-defined procedure. Now, after such introduction, which is mostly, basically, it sums up what we know about one-dimensional case. This is our latest achievement in one-dimensional case. Let's try to go to multidimensional case. And of course, application to data mining will require not one-dimensional, but some multidimensional generalization of essentially one-dimensional predictive techniques. So we need to design some generalization of one-dimensional approximants or similar approximants to multidimensional case. Another kind of approximants that I did not mention them, but we still can think of them is polynomial average. But I would not mind skipping this point. So in general, we're interested in predicting real variables. It's quite standard formulation. Dependent on set on real variables with predictive regression in the following form, based on some set of measurement, and we assume that we know only low-order polynomial regressions, and then we'll try to reconstruct the true form of the function, meaning that we're not going to predict with polynomials. We saw already in one-dimensional case they do not work, and they do not work in multi-dimensions. So we need to come up with some procedure which allows us to resum or to sum up information which sits in those low-order polynomial expressions. This procedure, we started to work on it, and we'll present here the first results and ideas. So at the first stage, we just calculate lowest-order polynomial regressions. I cannot go in much detail how we construct nonlinear approximant in multivariate case. That's why I demonstrated you one-dimensional case. Basically, we generalize one-dimensional case to multivariate case. You can get some impression on how multivariate approximant look if you remember what I did show on one-dimensional case. And third stage, we perform standard default cross-validation, create number of replicas for the system. We use conventional performance measure, and we estimate accuracy for each predictor in each replica. Based on this experimentation, we determine weights for best predictors in cross-validation. And then we average with such predictors and finally define nonlinear approximant for predictions of a new data. So this is our abstract of what we're doing now. And here are results, with some results of experimentation with real databases. So we're talking about root mean square error. We used 60%, let's say, of the database for training, 40% for validation. We did this four times for each database. We considered more than 22 databases. And here are only 19 most interesting cases, the rest three. We skipped, they're not interesting. And we couldn't, of course, compare our results with any predictive methodology, right? There are plenty of them. So we compared only with those who are closer to our ideology conceptually, right? Just to have some background, to have some benchmark for comparison. K nearest neighbors, linear regression, and here is our method of nonlinear approximants. And then we had to aggregate, of course, just to have a single number to compare overall performance of the methodology. If you compare average error for k-nearest neighbor, our method, and linear, the numbers are speaking for themselves. We perform by 6% better in average than linear, and we are much better than k-nearest neighbor. Which is k-nearest neighbor is just predicting with locally with constants. And we conclude, based on this comparison mostly, that we can successfully discover nonlinearity from data, right? And let's now go to conclusion. So I did not give you much detail, but we made nonlinear predictor work through the summation procedure. It works because it's adaptable, it picks nonlinearity, and only in those cases when it does matter. In cases of databases close to linear, it sticks to linear. And following the ideology, our general company's approach, we implemented this procedure in fully automated way. So it seems that computer does it for itself, right? Basically, but this is not. And then we also consider a different kind of a problem for different for our algorithm. Our algorithm is for prediction of numerical variables. But what if we try to use it for classification, using some coarse graining, pretending at first that we don't know that this is binary problem of zero ones. We just try to predict the numbers and then we coarse grain, put a cutoff and coarse and distinguish only what is above cutoff is ones and what is below cutoff is zero. And in this case, we compared versus logistic regression. And quite unexpectedly, our results were not so bad or not bad at all. Logistic is the benchmark in this field. So I'm finished. Thank you. First, in physics, most of the physical problems, at least that I know about, right, at least considered, maybe this is too general statement, but they are related to power law, to reconstruction of power law asymptotics, or corrections to power law asymptotics. Overwhelming majority of physical problems, and we considered hundreds of problems with our method, they belong to this type and power laws and or correction to power laws, the infinite domain or infinite domain, and these approximants are very successful in reconstruction physical problems because physical problems are not so far from the form that we produced from our theoretical consideration, and that's why we understand why we are successful in physics and we have good convergence of results in physics. Numerical convergence. And second was, sorry. We're going for analytical formulas, right? Somehow we prefer to have one untold goal is to have analytical formulas, right? Not to use numerical manipulation or numerical approach inside, because we are also bounded by automation requirement. We need to have it also reasonably fast and manageable, right? And if you go for spline, if you try to program spline, we'll be bogged in numerical problems. That's what I believe in. Maybe if I apply this technique locally for each spline, for each domain where you get a spline, maybe I will get better results. Actually, now we remember that we thought about it. But still, to reconstruct spline, it's a separate problem. Here, we somehow try to avoid it, right? One step less, it's important for us. I believe that not. We come up with substitute for Taylor expansion. In statistics or in approximation, the role of Taylor expansion is played by polynomial regressions. And not exactly the same problem as we had in summation, but it's not too far, at least. And maybe it is even the same. It remains to be seen. But actually, those problems are close enough to apply the same methods. Problem of reconstructing function from Taylor expansion, of problem of reconstruction of generic predictive model from starting from low-order polynomial regression. We can apply because it happened so that in statistics people work with polynomials independently on function analysis, let's say, where they worked with Taylor expansions. And these two fields, they remained kind of unconnected. And now we try to connect the summation in Taylor expansions with summation in regression analysis.
Thank you again. Okay.
Thank you.